Praise the Lord, everybody. Are you glad to be in the house of the Lord today? Amen. Few in number, but powerful in the spirit. Amen. God is good all the time. If you need some hope this morning, make sure you read the article in the Sunday handout. I'm not preaching on hope today, but we all need some good news. Amen. So make sure you read the article. It'll encourage you this morning to know that our hope is based on the promises of God, which is a sure foundation. Amen. Make sure you let Denise or Gail know that you're going to the Ark next Wednesday, or a week from this Wednesday, first week in April. Yeah. Read the handout and you'll know, April 3rd. Amen. And next Saturday, Jim and Connie's going to be here talking about the Alliance. And you may think, I don't have a call and I'm not a pastor. I want to encourage you to come anyway. You never know what God might reveal to you when you're in a meeting like this, you know. You may have something on the inside of you that you may not recognize yet. So come and be part of this meeting. Next Saturday, lunch is going to be served. And so I want to encourage you to come and be part of this. Amen. So that is next Saturday at 12 o'clock. And Pastor Laverne put an article in there called The Christian Survival Kit. Christian Survival Kit, amen. So we're going to be slaying some giants today. We're going to be slaying some giants today. Ain't nobody got no giants. You're not facing one right now. You probably will, you know, later on, so you can use the word today when that time comes, amen. When that time comes, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we just thank you today for your word. For your word that is a sure foundation that when we stand on it, Lord, all things are possible. We just welcome your Holy Spirit in this place today, Father God. We've come to worship you. We don't look at the circumstances around us, but we look to you because you are our source, Father. And we're so thankful for that today, Lord. We open our hearts to receive your word today. We come in this time of fellowship, in fellowship with your Holy Spirit today, Lord. Things may have happened last week or even this morning. We thank you, Lord, that we can just roll it off on you and say, hey, here it is, Lord. You already knew everything that happens and what's going to happen, and you've already taken care of it. That's why we can trust you, that we don't have to see the bigger picture. We keep you in the center of everything, knowing that you know. Stand for the reading of the word, Psalms 145. Psalms chapter 145 tells us this morning, I will exalt you, my God the King. I will praise your name forever and ever. Every day I will praise you and extol your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord. And most worthy of praise is greatness no one can fathom. Our generation will commend your works to another, and they will tell of your mighty acts. They will speak of the glorious splendor of your majesty, and I will meditate on your wonderful works. They will tell of the power of your awesome works, and I will proclaim your great deeds. They will declare your abundant goodness and joyfully sing of your righteousness. The Lord is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and rich in love. The Lord is good to all. He has compassion on all he has made. And you have made, all you have made will praise you, Lord. Your saints will extol you. They will tell the glory of your kingdom and speak of your might, so that all men may know of your mighty acts and the glorious splendor of your kingdom. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures through all generations. The Lord is faithful to all of his promises and loving toward all he has made. The Lord upholds all those who fall and lifts up all who are bowed down. The eyes of all look to you, and you give them the food at the proper time. You open your hand and satisfy the desires of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in in all his ways and loving toward all he has made. The Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth. He fulfills the desires of those who fear him, and he hears the cry and saves them. The Lord watches over all who love him, but all the wicked he will destroy. My mouth will speak in praise of the Lord. Let every creature praise his holy name forever and ever. Amen. Do we have any praises in the house today? I don't know what you may be going through today or the giant you may be facing in your life, but you need to look to the giant and tell them how big your God is. Amen. That all things are possible to him that believe. And we believe and we put our trust in the Lord today. And pastors, we're so glad to have you all back today. Y'all looking good.
I tell you, when you... Sometimes those giants take you by surprise, don't they? But what do you do? Is it the Word of God is still true, right? I kind of had to eat my own words out. That one phrase that I had on that... Where's that bulletin? Praise God. And, you know, sometimes something will just kind of hit at you and you're not expecting it. And so I had to go to my survival kit. These are the words of Andrew Womack, by the way. It's an awesome book. And it said, oh, don't allow circumstances to dictate how you feel and how you're going to react. Hallelujah. We get to practice that, don't we? Thank you, Jesus. All right, team. Let's go. I don't know about you all, but there's lots of areas in my life that I was in the grave. And I had to be resurrected out of that grave.
Chains break at the weight of your glory. I needed shelter, I was an orphan. Now you call me a citizen of heaven. When I was broken, you were my healing. Now your love is the air that I'm breathing. I have a future, my eyes are open.
And when you called my name,
I ran out of that grave, out of the darkness, into your glorious day. You called my name.
Thank you, Father God, that you call us all out of the grave. You know, there's a song, an old song going around now that we don't do, but it's an old one. They changed the words to make them more positive, but it says, ain't no grave going to hold this body down. And that's not talking about death. That's not talking about when I go to be with the Lord. Now, back years ago, that's what it used to mean. But what it means now, there ain't anything going to keep me down. You know, you got to picture that. That's the giants. You got to picture yourself victorious. Amen? That the lion and the lamb has taken care of everything. I know what it is. And there is nothing that can stop me. Nothing can stop me. Come on, Kenzie, keep saying that.
For who can stop the Lord Almighty?
Who can stop the Lord Almighty? If God be for us, who can be against us?
Who can stop the Lord Almighty? Who can stop the Lord Almighty?
Oh, we praise you, Jesus. Come on, church, get a vision of that. He's the one that's in charge of our lives.
Battles and every knee will bow before him. Our God is the Lamb that was slain for the sins of the world. His blood breaks the chain, and every knee will bow before the Lion and the Lamb. Oh, every knee will bow before him.
Hallelujah. See, we're talking a lot about resurrection today and coming out of graves. I think it's because you've got, when those flowers this time of year, they start pushing their way up through the ground. And don't you appreciate that color? Where it's been dry and where it's been brown, and you're driving along the road or somewhere and you see that yellow, I call them buttercups. We always did. You can call them a jonquil if you want to, but those yellow buttercups, and you're going, oh my, aren't they beautiful? About the first sign of spring, isn't it? It's coming, church. You got to see the flowers. Don't look at all the brown. Okay? Look for those pretty yellow flowers. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
We look down the road where all the prodigals have walked, and one by one the enemy is whispering lies and led them off as slaves. But we know that you are God, yours is the victory. We know there is more to come that we may not yet see. So with the faith you've given us, we step into the valley unafraid. As we call out to dry bones, come alive, come alive. As we call out to dead hearts, come alive. Come alive. Up out of the ashes, let us see an army rise. As we call out the dry bones, come alive. God of endless mercy, God of unrelenting love, rescue every daughter, bring us back the wayward sons. And by your Spirit, breathe upon them, show the world that you alone can save. You alone can save. Yes! We call out to dry bones, come alive, come alive. We call out to dead hearts, come alive, come alive. About us. Breath of God now, breathe. Breathe, oh breath of God now, breathe.
breathe the breath of God. Breathe the breath of God now. Breathe. Breathe the breath of God now. Breathe the breath of God. Breathe the breath of God now. Breathe. Breathe the breath of God now. Breathe the breath of God. Breathe the breath of God now. Breathe.
I tell you what. Can you imagine when the prophet of God was standing there and the Lord took him up there and said, look out there, what do you see? He said, well, I just see bones. The Lord said, I want you to speak to those bones. He said, what? He said, I want you to speak to those bones. I want you to speak to all those situations and all those circumstances where there's not any life. And I want you to say, breath of God, come into them. I know this is my own interpretation of it, but I know, I think it's in the Amplified that says all of a sudden there was a rattling and there was a shaking. Now I tell you what, church, you may be going through a shaking, but I tell you what you're hearing is the sound of bones rattling. It's the sound of lives coming back together, amen? It's the sound of people that you hadn't even thought of, people you hadn't seen, people you thought were gone. Guess what? Bones are rattling. That means it's coming together. Amen. That we speak breath into them. We don't speak gloom and doom. We say, okay, it's hurting. Lord God, look at that. That's the awfulest looking thing I've ever seen. He says, speak into them. Speak bones. Speak life into those bones, those dry bones. Breathe, oh breath of God. Breathe, oh breath of God. Come on.
God, breathe the breath of God. Breathe the breath of God now.
You may be saying to yourself, I don't know who I'm talking to this morning, but I feel like I'm saying to somebody, well, Lord, I don't see how this has not changed. How can my circumstances change? I've tried everything I know how to do. I've done this and I've done that, and there ain't anything changed. They're still just like they are, and the God says, that's the problem. You're trying to do it. He said, you just begin to speak my life. You begin to say, breathe.
Breathe, oh breath of God. Breathe, oh breath of God. Breathe, oh breath of God. Now breathe.
Come on again.
Breathe, oh breath of God. Now breathe, oh breath of God. Breathe, oh breath of God.
Whatever's going on, you speak life into them. You begin to speak those dead bones that coming together. That rattling's a good sound. Hallelujah, Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. The cross of Jesus. You know, this time of year again, the resurrection, the flowers coming up. You know, you thought that tree was dead, but it's not, because there's blossoms on it. The leaf, the bud, it's budding. It's not dead. It was just in a season of rest. But now it's coming alive, isn't it? You know, this morning when we do this song, this is about one of my favorites, I guess. I guess it's my favorite because that's the one we're getting ready to sing. That's kind of the way I look at life. My favorite scripture is the one I'm reading right now. But it's talking about at the cross and love ran red. The blood of Jesus Christ. Years ago when we were in a denominational church, you know, the word came out, you better quit singing those blood songs. You're offending people. Well, good. Let them be offended. Because it was the blood of Jesus Christ that set us free, that died, and he rose again. Because he shed his blood. Hallelujah. While we do this song, you raise your hand, Brother Danny, with some help. I want you to write down. It's been a long time, but I felt impressed to do this morning. We've got a cross back there in the back. And if you have something that's really on your heart, I want you to write that down saying, God, now just one thing. I'm handing this to you. I'm nailing it to the cross. And when you nail it to the cross, that means you're giving it to him to take care of. And then you walk back there and you hang it on that cross. When you think about what it means, raise your hand if you have a prayer request. And it's a real request that you want it, you want to write it down and you want it written up. Sky's got some for you. Whoever you are, whatever's on your mind. You know, it's a place of mercy. It's a place of grace. You know, we don't have to work up grace. Grace is not something that comes from us. Grace comes from God. All we do is believe it.
Like a
surrender my life. I'm in all of you. I'm in all of you. Where your love ran red and my sin washed white, I owe all to you. I owe all to you, Jesus.
You know, I can remember as a little girl. I was about 12, so I can remember how it felt. I had never accepted the Lord. Went to church all my life. Went to revivals. And my mom was getting ready to join the church. And she said that morning she was going to go up and she was officially going to become a member of that church. And she said, "Aren't you going up with me?" And all of a sudden, I said, "I can't." You don't go up and become part of a church when you're lost. Boy, I tell you, the hurt. And I knew I had to do something. We had a revival. I'll never forget. For the first time in my life, then I really laid everything down. I said, "God, that's what it means to not be able to do what you want to do, because I had never accepted you." Had never accepted what you wanted to do for me. So I went up. I gave my life to the Lord. Has it been an easy road? No. But you know, I've done some things that at the time I thought maybe they were what I needed to do. Maybe I didn't need to do them. But never did I ever deliberately go out and do or try to disobey God. And I said it because I really wanted to please Him. And then when I found out about grace, that all the times that I didn't please Him, He was all right. I guess I'm just really emotional this morning. I'm just so thankful to be back in church. Since 2010, it's been a walk. I know one other time I made the comment, I haven't even had time to break down. I haven't had time to get mad. I haven't had time to get angry. I couldn't afford to. I didn't have time to say, why is all this happening? Lord, we laid our life down for you. But I knew it wasn't God. And somehow or another, He gave me the grace to just put my one step in front of the other. You know, our lives have changed. We're in a different place. Because that was the season God's placed us in. And I don't doubt that. But you know, sometimes your heart cries out and say, "Okay, God, what have you got for me now?" So wherever place you are, God's got something for you. And I apologize for this, but sometimes you just have to let people know. You know, every time somebody says you're really strong, I just kind of cringe. I said, if you knew what was going on the inside. Isn't that right, Ms. Gail? As you stand and as you believe, people may look at you and think, boy, you've got a lot of faith. And you just go, God, but for grace, it's not me. It's just that I know the Word of God. And I know the Word of God is true. And it will work. It will work for your circumstances. He never fails you. He'll never leave you. Can you sing at the cross again? And sing at this time, thinking about what He's done for you, the mercy and the grace. You know, He overcame shame. There's no place in your life for shame anymore. He took it. You to catch it. I don't know if they found it back there. It's called Here Again. And you know, with all that I've said this morning, the words are, you can't go back to the beginning, and you can't control what tomorrow will bring. But I know here in the middle is the place where the promise to be. In the middle.
not enough unless you come. Will you meet me here again? 'Cause all I want is all you are. Will you meet me here again? Not enough unless you come. Will you meet me here again? 'Cause all I want is all you are. Will you meet me here again? 'Cause not for a minute was I forsaken. The Lord is in this place. The Lord is in this place. Come, Holy Spirit, drive bones away again. The Lord is in this place. The Lord is in this place. 'Cause not for a minute was I forsaken. The Lord is in this place. The Lord is in this place. Come, Holy Spirit. Awaken. The Lord is in this place. The Lord is in this place. I'm not enough unless you come. Will you meet me here again? 'Cause all I want, all you are. Will you meet me here again? I'm not enough unless you come. Will you meet me here again? 'Cause all I want is all you are. Your name is victory. Your praise will rise to Christ our King. Your name is victory. Your praise will rise to Christ our King. By your Spirit I will rise from the ashes of defeat. Is resurrecting me. In your name I come alive to declare your victory. The resurrecting King is resurrecting me. By your Spirit I will rise from the ashes of defeat. The resurrecting King is resurrecting me. In your name I come alive to declare your victory.
we come before you is so awesome. We don't want to go back. We want to be right here today before you in your presence. Lord, and I pray for every request that was placed on that cross. And I believe it's done. I believe it's taken care of. I thank you, Father God, as you've promised in your word that you turn things around by your power. You're turning it around. And we love you so much. Thank you. Thank you for everything. Thank you for your resurrection power that's living on the inside of us. Father God, that we can just speak the word. Lord, I just pray that we'll have hearts of compassion and love so great that when we see people, Father God, that'll just stir up on the inside of us, that we won't look at people through eyes of judgment or condemnation or making fun or eyes shaming them, but Father God, that they'll only receive from us your love. Even as the woman, Father God, that they tried to stone, they were getting ready to get rid of that woman that was taken in adultery. But Father God, what did you do? You just reached down. First of all, you looked at the crowd and said, anybody here that doesn't have any sin in their life? Cast the first one. But Lord, help us to respond as you did, that we just reach down and put our arms around him and say, you're forgiven. Just go and sin no more. Lord God, because that's what's going to stir up the power of God in this time. Thank you, Jesus, for today. Thank you for Pastor Shirley. Lord God, I pray a strong anointing, wisdom, power flowing through her as she ministers this morning. Pray for Miss Denise as she has the kids. Lord God, whether they be 2 or 15, that same love and that same teaching them the word's going to come through. In Jesus' name we pray.
We started out earlier and we did the one song that has a line in it that says, we step out in the valley unafraid. We step out in the valley unafraid. And as I was thinking about that, and you know, I remember years and years ago, over 40 years ago, and some of you can remember too, one of the things that we were told was how to praise the Lord. And we attempted to make a show of it. And I don't mean that in a negative way. But, you know, we ran. We jumped. We danced. We did all of those outward things that's supposed to go along with worshiping and praising the Lord. And I noticed this morning when we started, There wasn't nothing. I mean, I didn't hear any clapping. I didn't hear any shouting. I didn't see any motion. And I wasn't doing anything myself. And God spoke to me. And he said, you do know that's what's happening on the inside of you is much more important than what happens on the outside. And I'm sitting there and I said, Lord, you're here. Your presence is here. And he said, if you don't have it on the inside of you, you can't step out in the valley unafraid. And I remember back to that morning on February the 4th, 2016. When I died in her arms, now I don't remember that. I don't remember that part. I'm just telling you, I remember the day. Because I've been told about it. But when that happened, Laverne didn't have to have a hallelujah spell there in the room to pump herself up to believe what God said. Had she had to do that, I'd probably still be dead. But it was on the inside of her. And if we've got on the inside of us what we need, if the same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in us, then he's going to quicken our mortal body by the spirit that dwells in us. And the word of God that's alive in us, for the word of God is alive and powerful. It's living on the inside of us. And when it rises up, all hell has to back down. And we've got to have peace. You know, isn't it interesting that Jesus said to his disciples the thing that he was leaving? He didn't say, now I know he did. Behold, I give unto you power. I understand that. But the thing that he emphasized was peace. Peace I lay with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, do I give unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Then you can step into the valley unafraid. It's in your heart. It's the condition of your heart. I tell you, you know, I've seen people dance in the services. I've seen people do all that, you know, for a moment it feels good. And it looks good, and it gets you pumped up. But Tuesday morning, at 2 o'clock in the morning, when you wake up and that pain is so intense, you can't hardly stand it. You better have something on the inside. And that thing on the inside of you doesn't have to get up and jump around the bed and dance on the devil's head. Those are all good things, but it starts out with what's on the inside. And how strong, how powerful the word of God is that's living in you. How much do you believe it? Do you have enough confidence in it that you can step into anything and say it's going to be all right? And I'll tell you what, when you're trusting God and you're walking with him and you're allowing yourself to be changed by the word of God, No matter what the outcome, it's going to be all right. I mean, you know, we think, well, the worst thing that could happen is I could die and go to heaven. Stepping out into the valley on a free. Because of what lives inside of you. The peace of God that passes understanding. Now think about that. You can't even understand the peace of God. Because the real peace of God, when you walk in, it doesn't even make sense to your natural mind. But your spirit that's in contact with God is loving every minute of it. Nothing can separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. And we need to remember to hold on to that. Hold on to confidence. This is the confidence that we have in Him. Hold fast your confidence to the end. And don't be moved. Don't be moved by your feelings or what you see or what you hear. Casting down imaginations and everything that rises up against the knowledge of God. And walking on. In hope and in peace. Yes, I'm here with myself. I guess it's time to receive the offering. So prepare to give. Bless the Lord, bless the church, and bless yourself by giving it to the Lord. Heavenly Father, I ask you to bless this offering. Thank you, Lord God, for each one that gives. Thank you, Lord God, for their faithfulness. Thank you for meeting every need, Lord, according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, for this opportunity to be part of your kingdom. In Jesus' name, amen.
You all know that little chorus as Pastor Shirley comes up. Welcome, Holy Spirit. We are in your presence. Fill us with your power. Fill us with your power. Live inside of me. Welcome, Holy Spirit. Do that again. Welcome, Holy Spirit. We are in your presence. Fill us with your power. Live inside of me. You're the living water. You're the
control.
Welcome, Holy Spirit. Welcome, Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit, we are in your presence.
Fill us with your power.
Fill us with your power.